Post Malone, Better Now, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, 8:35 on a rainy Monday morning. Joining us in the studio, she's a friend. We've known her for a long time, but she's wearing a totally different jacket now. She's not got a hat on.
No, so. This is Sarah Vaughn from Blue Oval SK. Hello.
Hello. I know I missed the E-Town Party Planner title a little bit in here. Not out of here.
Now you're the now you're the Blue Oval Party Planner. So
what is your title with Blue Oval?
So my title with Blue Oval SK is Community Engagement Coordinator for Kentucky.
Okay.
So I have a counterpart in Tennessee because we're building a plant there as well.
I think we actually spoke to her by phone a couple of months ago.
You did. Yes. Yeah. Right before I came on board. Yes. Yes, you did. Miss Sharonda. She's awesome. We love her.
So you are really just kind of getting out there and reintroducing yourself to people in this new role. And there's so many things, so many moving parts, and this place is going to be so big.
Yes.
And so we've got some questions we want to ask you, in general about Blue Oval SK.
Of course, yeah.
And what's happening in the community.
So there's construction that's been going on for some time now.
Yes.
And just wanted to get a progress update on where the construction is.
Yes. So KY1, as you can see, Kentucky 1, Plant 1. As you drive up or down 65, it's very hard to miss. hopefully we'll have a sign out there as well so folks can really know what that is. But Kentucky 1 is definitely where they're working on skinning the building, but construction is on time. The doors are planned to be open in January of 2025 for Kentucky Plant 1. And so far, that timeline, they're hitting that. As you can imagine, it's unprecedented times of how they're doing that installation. Kentucky 2 is now coming out of the ground. So as you drive, you can see the steel that's coming up, and I'm sure it will go up just as fast. We broke ground in November last year is when they actually started putting the steel coming out of the ground. So it's been a very quick process. It's very interesting.
November to June.
Yes.
And we're already this far along.
Yes.
And it's huge. How big are each of those buildings?
So each one of the buildings are several million square feet. It's over 8 million total for both of them whenever they're finished. And whenever you drive by, you're looking at about, the total property is about 1,500 acres. The buildings take up about half of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's about 2 miles. It's crazy. It
wow.
is.
I mean,
it's
I
huge.
Can't even think about, you go in these big warehouses and big factories. I've never been in one that is millions of square feet before.
I haven't either.
I mean, how
seriously?
Many steps do you get if you have to? I have to go all the way to the other side.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, you got to go talk to Bob over there. Bob lives he's on the other side of the building.
Yeah. There's probably going to be a lot of transportation happening. I would think
like a shuttle
or it'll be the healthiest people in Kentucky
your
that work
thighs
there.
Thighs and calves are going to be just ripped.
Yeah, you know, right.
No need for a workout room on that facility.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Your workout
know.
Is just working.
Yes.
just, that is the
just
workout.
Show up. We promise you will be healthy.
Everybody's going to get a step counter.
Right.
So jobs, lots of hiring is going
on. Lots of hiring. So each facility will house about 2,500 people.
Wow.
And those are all American jobs. And so we have already started. Right now we're at the supervisor, managerial, a lot of engineers hiring. But more are coming online all the time. And so I keep telling people, don't get impatient. Because they'll look and say, well, I'm not an engineer. Well, there's going to be thousands more jobs. So, don't give up. I would say this time next year, we're going to be, that website, which is blueovalsk.com, and you click on the job careers tab there. But it more coming online all the time. So make sure you're checking it out. Also, if you are on social media, like us on Instagram and Facebook. We have a really great following right now. We want to increase that, but we are posting those jobs whenever they're coming available on our social media as well. We also have a newsletter that we put out once a month, and you can sign up on our website for that too. And in that monthly newsletter, we tell you about the jobs that are happening. So whatever platform that you would like that on digitally, we can take care of you. So.
And as far as the jobs, there are training options for those that are being hired. So you're not asking people to come in off the street and just know how to do the job, because you guys will have training opportunities for these people.
This is not technology that folks are coming from other plants. It's not, you know, mechatronics is, you know, going to be it's going to be the main training. And so
wasn't he in
one
of the Transformer movies?
Different one, yes. Yes, most definitely. But we're going to have a lot. I mean, most of it's going to be on the job training, but it will just depend on the position. Folks are asking what pathways that they should be looking into if they're just now going into college or going back to college. Kids in high school, especially Hardin County schools where they have the pathways, you know, looking into the manufacturing, obviously, the engineering pathways, any of those they're going to get you there. Doesn't mean you have to have a degree to work at Blue Oval SK. Like I said, we're going to have, at the end of this, we'll have about 5,000 people. So most of that, of course, I'm sure will be on the job training. We don't know yet. We're still forming all of that. When we talk about a startup building or a startup company, we are truly a startup company. It's a joint venture between Ford and SK On of South Korea. And so we're still working on all of those things. We have a phenomenal HR team, and they are crunching that and putting that out as fast as they can. So,
anything else you want to share? Anything we missed?
I don't think so. Just want folks, because I know that's the big question, especially when they drive down 65. What is going on? We are. That is the reason I was hired, was to let everybody in Kentucky know as many ways as we can get out there. We have sponsorship dollars available for events. We're wanting to get out there and let folks know. We're just now at your all's kids fair. And it was so exciting to get to talk to the parents. The kids didn't care. They took the sunnies and the pens and they played tic-tac-toe, which was great. But the parents, I was really wanting to get out there and say, we're hiring, we're here. We want folks to know that Blue Oval SK is in the community. And that's why they brought me on. They wanted someone who was from the area that was able to tap into the community and say, we're here. And we are your neighbors. We are your community partner. So it's really exciting. Very, very exciting. But if there are opportunities for us to engage into your organizations or your groups of folks, just let me know. I'm right here. So,
and how can people get in touch with you?
The best way, probably, because we don't have offices, the best way is to go to blueovalsk.com and click on the community engagement tab right there. And it actually is a drop down. Make sure you click on the Kentucky one. If not, it'll get to Sharonda in Tennessee. But those do come directly to me. And I know folks might say, I don't want to go to a website and do that. That is the best way. That is the quickest way to get a hold of me. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Sarah Vaughn from Blue Oval SK. And thanks for the update. There's so much exciting stuff going on.
Anytime. Yes. Thank you guys. We appreciate all the support.
And we are Quixie 98.3.